So Lent is here one more time. I've had 59 Lents. Each Lent found me in a different place, though. The practices of Lent have been the same for over 2,000 years. The story and the message of Lent continues to be the same. It doesn't really change. But what changes is where you and I find ourselves. And so that's a wonderful question to ponder as we begin this Lent. As I said, 59 years ago, Lent found me in my mother's belly. That's where Lent was for me. And then Lent found me as a child, as a teenager, as a student, as a seminarian, as a priest, as a bishop, in three different places. So where does Lent find you this time? Where does Lent find you in relationship with your Lord, with your church, with each other, with your friends and your family, and also with yourself? Where does this Lent find you? There's lots of practices in Lent that everybody talks about. We all talk about, what are you going to give up for Lent? Let me tell you a story that puts that in a little perspective. So there's a guy who's walking through a park, and he comes up against this guy that he's going to mug. So he takes out a gun, and he sticks it in the back of this guy's back, and he says, "Give me your wallet." And as the guy turns around to give the guy the wallet, the guy realizes that the guy he's mugging is a priest. And so he gets really upset and embarrassed. And he says, "Oh my God, Father, I can't believe I'm mugging a priest. I'm so sorry, this is embarrassing." And the priest, because he felt this guy's embarrassment and pain, invited him to sit on a park bench, and he took out two cigars, one for himself and one for this guy. And he said to this guy, "Here, for me to show you that we're good, here's a cigar." And then this guy says, "Oh, I'm really sorry, Father. I gave that up for Lent." So what is it that the Lord really wants, right? Ultimately, he wants from you and from me a contrite heart. A contrite heart. So this day that begins this incredible season of grace and blessing called Lent, that word Lent comes from a very old English word that actually means springtime. It almost feels like spring outside. And what do we do in springtime? Well, we do spring cleaning. We get inside our gardens and begin to pull out that which had accumulated over the fall. We kind of clean things up, put things back in their place. And that's what the work of Lent is for all of us, as we all prepare to renew our baptismal promises, our commitment to Christ as disciples of Christ. And the church places before us these scriptural practices of prayer and fasting and almsgiving as vehicles to actually help us along this very special time of grace and blessing. It is a time to pray a little bit more. It is a time to give things up, not for the thing itself, but as a sacrifice of love. And it is a time to give to others. The church begins in the United States this time of Lent, the Rice Bowl operation. We're all familiar with those little things, a way of giving coordinated by CRS, Catholic Relief Services, to help those who are poor. And the poor are all around us. And they might be materially poor, they might be spiritually poor. They also include you and me as well. This time of Lent. And it all begins with this simple yet profoundly moving imposition of ashes. We all come out of the woodwork for this day. There's something about the ashes. And so I'd offer you this little reflection that I found some years ago about the ashes. It was written by a guy named Tony Agnese, and it's called, "There is Power in Those Ashes." And this is what he said. He was at a campus ministry mass. When it came time, when the time arrived to distribute the ashes, I stood and they followed me down the aisle to the distributor in our section. "Remember, you are dust, and unto dust you shall return," the word spoken to each student as they received their ashes. They made their way back to the pew, and Mass continued. At the conclusion of Mass, I had the opportunity to speak with each of them. "Are you Catholic?" I asked the first young lady. "No," she replied, "I'm a non-denominational Christian." Of the four students, only one was a marginal Catholic, having been baptized as an infant, but raised in a family that didn't practice their faith. The two remaining were agnostic. "What brought you here to Mass?" I inquired. "The ashes," they said, in unison. "What about the ashes?" I asked. They explained, "There is just something about the concept of Lent that is very appealing to us. The dying to self, the giving up of something we take for granted, things that others might not have, the idea of a period of time where we reflect on our lives and what our purpose in life is. That is very appealing." And those students, who actually weren't like daily Mass goers, as many of you are, or Sunday Mass goers, there was something about those ashes. And their description of why they were there in so many ways, as I just read to you, described the work of Lent. May this time of Lent be a time of grace and blessing for all of us.